today we're talking with Meb Keflezighi, who just last weekend qualified for his fourth Olympic team, his third time running the marathon. Meb, how does it feel to be representing your country once again?
I mean, it's a great honor to represent our country. I feel so delighted to be able to make my fourth Olympic team. They've been all different and great. And anytime you get a chance to represent our country is a great honor. And obviously, I got family, my three daughters, and relatives that never really don't remember what happened the first three previous Olympics. So I'm definitely excited to represent my family and my kids and, you know, and then also, you know, represent our country the best that we can.
And you'll be representing all of Elliptigo Nation, too. And I know most of us were glued to the TV watching you run. So thank you for being an inspiration to us.
Thank you so much. I mean, Elliptigo has been a big part of my training for many years now. And I just feel very fortunate to have Elliptigo and many of my other sponsors who believe in me and give me a chance to do the best that I can with my God-given talent to maximize it. And I feel blessed to be 40 and still keep going strong. And, I wouldn't have done it without my sponsors.
Mm-hmm. You know, some people say to run better, you have to run. But you have consciously chosen to replace some of your running volume with rides on the Elliptigo. So how would you say your running mileage has changed over the course of your career? And what role has Elliptigo played in that change?
I mean, I've been running for over 26 years, and sometimes with double days that I used to run, try to put in 100 to 130 miles a week. But as I got older and had to be smarter and wiser about my training, and I've done all this other cross training, whether it's swimming or biking, and I was jogging, but Elliptigo is the closest you can get to running. And it doesn't mean I really replace all my runs with Elliptigo, but I run in the morning, and then the afternoon, so I go for a second run, I go ride my Elliptigo. And it doesn't have to be a 30-minute run like I used to do. It just goes for an hour and a half to 2 hours, maybe even sometimes longer. And that enhances your cardiovascular and then also gets you fitter and stronger and no impact whatsoever, whereas you have to take extra cautious when you're doing double days because if you're in the borderline potentially getting injured or getting overtrained, things like that. But with Elliptigo, it's just, I just want to enjoy the scenery. Sometimes I go hard. Sometimes I'm just up there for a couple of hours riding around the Mission Bay, Pacific Beach, Mission Beach. I have a loop that I do with my buddy, Rich Levy, and his wife that, it kind of totals about 18 to 21 miles. And if I'm feeling really good, I don't have any race coming up, I'll even add Best Island, which is about 4 or 5 miles loop, and I've done as far as 28 miles as a second workout versus some people might use that as just one workout.
Well, that's a great way to add a lot of volume without the additional risk of injury.
Almost definitely. I mean, there's no impact whatsoever. I mean, you're not going to feel like even if I'm going to go hard the next day, as long as I just keep it on a space, not super hard, I can come back and do my workout because it doesn't take a whole lot out of you and no impact and no pounding. And you get really a lot of cardiovascular work, and that's what ultimately the marathon is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, as you said, you're 40 years old now. You've been running for 26 years, still at the top of your game. But you have talked before about how your body and your metabolism are very different now than when you were younger, 26 years ago. So as you train for a big race, maybe aside from recovery, how do you use the Elliptigo to help your body get into race shape?
By going, an hour and a half, 2 hours, maybe longer, right on the Elliptigo, it helps you be slimmer. Obviously metabolism, as you get older, slows down. And if I don't do my Elliptigo, I'll probably be out. I'd be in the house snacking or something, but by going out, you're burning a few other calories and, getting a good exercise as well. So, also recovery. Recovery has changed a lot for me. Instead of doing typical Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, Sunday key workouts, I just go on my 9-day cycle. And in that, I can use Elliptigo literally like 5 days a week, which is which is tremendous amount of work. So if you add that, that's like 10 weeks on the elliptical if you do 2 hours or an hour and 45. And, you know, you can't do that on your, you know, just running. And that would cause trouble. And, you know, you lead to more injuries, especially as you get older. So I think it's a perfect system and perfect combination for me to run in the morning and then do my elliptical in the evening, or if I'm feeling some tightness, you know, when I'm making transition between marathons, I might run 3 miles and go 2 hour elliptical ride again. And those are the crucial, you know, adjustment that I have to make. And it has paid big dividends for me so far.
That's great. And if you're anything like, you know, the average marathoner, which you're, of course you're not, but marathoners love to eat, right?
We runners somehow, we always can snack. We always have to have food in front of us. So, yeah, I mean, so that's why gone the elliptical ride for a couple hours kind of does help get you away from the house and the snacks.
In a interview right after the trials, Bob Larson, who you've worked with for many years, said you use the elliptical for recovery between hard efforts. Can you explain how the elliptical helps you recover and how it's allowed you to be more consistent in your harder running workouts?
Yeah, I mean, as Coach Bob Larson, my mentor, alluded to, I do a lot of elliptical rides, especially when I'm in San Diego. I didn't do it when I was in Mammoth because of the snow, but I take a mental note to say do as much as I can to get fit with elliptical, because I know once I go to Mammoth, I got to be on a treadmill or I got to be minimum run twice a day just to, you know, barely enough to not go overboard. So, you know, it just helps me much recover faster. So if I do a hard tempo or intervals or long run, usually after a long run, I didn't try to go on the elliptical, but after intervals, which is faster than race pace or tempo race pace, I'll take a longer cool down. I'll do maybe 3 to 4 miles, and sometimes 5 mile cool down, and take that, instead of taking the afternoon off, I will jump on my elliptical and go for a couple hours. And that helps you flush out lactic acid that hasn't been built up in the morning. So you're getting both the benefit of recovering faster, the workout without impact, and, you know, very therapeutic just to be, you know, enjoying the scenery on the elliptical versus, oh, I just got 30 more minutes on a run or something, you know, that. So it's a strategy that I have used for over 2 years now to be able to just, you know, get the work in.
Yeah, that's a very important part. The mental aspect is just as important as the physical for you, I would expect.
Yeah, most definitely. When you're doing the elliptical ride consistently, then it helps let you know that, you know, you are putting the work. And if you are putting the work, you should have consistent results and consistent trend of good work ethic and good results. Just because, you know, nothing comes easy. You got to put in the work, but you got to find like elliptical to be able to supplement not substitute, but supplement your training and get to the line healthy. And if you are healthy, fortunately for me, I've been running, like I said, for 26 years, and those results will hopefully duplicate again.
Mm-hmm. All right, Meb, just one more question for you. You know, at some point you took a chance and jumped on an elliptical instead of going out for that other run, and that was a few years ago now. What would you say to the person who has maybe expressed some interest in riding an elliptical but has never jumped on and tried it?
You know, it's definitely the elliptical. The first time I was hesitant, I'm not going to lie. I'm like, oh, I'm a little shaky, but now I feel comfortable. That was almost 4 years or 4 years this summer that I got on my first elliptical ride with Bryce and the team there. And it was great because, you know, got my heart rate high enough to where it was almost similar to my recovery run. So if you can get that kind of workload without the impact, you know you're going to be good. But I would just say, and if you have a little hesitation, you know, getting on that elliptical is one of the big decisions you're going to make, and it's going to be a big reward for you longevity-wise and healthy-wise. And, you know, you're going to enjoy as much as I have because, you know, it's just a wonderful product. I'm glad it's around now versus in like 2-3 years now coming out, because then, you know, I wouldn't have had the results that I have. So you're going to look back and say, well, I'm glad I did that investment because, you know, there's a big reward in doing so.
Well, thank you very much, Meb, and we wish you all the best as you go into and through Rio.
Thanks so much, David and Bryce. Appreciate you guys and the team.